welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Tom Nelson, the candidate for United States Senate. And if you guys have never met him or heard of him, that's a shame, because we need more men like Tom Nelson in government. There's just no question whatsoever about that, and we are fortunate to have him here in our state, man. You know, you're bigger than the state. You really should be on the national.
Well, thank you. I mean, this is great. I mean, I've, you know, there's a lot of things within this race kind of on the side, and that's, you know, making these friendships. I've been able to, we've had, I don't know, 100 volunteers and interns. Some of us have been here for the entire time. Some have come and gone because of school and other obligations. Right. But the outpouring of support that I've received and the friendships that I've made, and hopefully the friendships that I will be able to maintain, win or lose, is something that is incredibly special. Everything from family to old neighbors, even neighbors of cousins that I haven't seen in decades.
Right.
You know, my extended family in Barron, Wisconsin, that has meant a lot. Being able to reach out to old classmates, college, and talking to people that I would not have spoken with. Because you got to reach far and wide and deep in order to build a statewide U.S.
So
Senate
everybody
campaign.
Can't give up 2 years of their lives, you know. I mean, it certainly hasn't been easy. You have been at this a long time. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Tom from L.A., what's going on? You say what?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government. Ultimately, and the Republicans are the pro-death party. Tom, I've spoken to you several times on Jeff Santos' show,
yes.
Which I'm glad to hear that you have his endorsement.
Yes.
I know you're from Mosinee originally, which I'm from Durand.
Actually, Little Chute, but, you know, I'm from Wisconsin, so all the communities are like home for me.
Exactly. So my question to you is this, because I know you have that debate where no one showed up. And I was hoping that you would have maybe just the debate by yourself and maybe do a YouTube of it and say, where are all these other people that are supposed to be in this debate? That's one thing. And my second thing is I would ask that you do messaging in terms of a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is. And not use the word gun control, use the word gun safety. Those are just really big things. Get money out of politics. And then the other thing is, I know Earl has another person on online, and I'm so happy that you're supporting Harvey Kaye's 21st Century Bill of Rights, Economic Bill of Rights as well. But I know Earl has a gentleman that's involved in education in the state of Wisconsin, or he has been. And I was just wondering, were people like him invited to the debate as well, or was it more the top tier like Mandela Barnes and
are you referring to the one that was going to be held? I'm just trying to think of who. Oh, the Wisconsin Policy Institute, is that which one? Because there's been so many Republicans.
So.
I mean, not Republicans, acting like Republicans, that these Democrats have shut down. I mean, look, let's get. There was the one that was sponsored by the Wisconsin Policy Institute. There was one that a friend of mine was putting together with journalism students from Algoma High School, of which they were rejected by these candidates. There was the Schwamigan Dems, which is Bayfield, Ashland combined counties, the Czech Dems, as they are affectionately known as. They had one, but people either, you know, said they couldn't make it or canceled. One of those two. And so we had.
Right. Well,
there.
My point is we need as many debates as possible.
Well, exactly.
FBI
in fact,
type of progressive.
Exactly. In fact, back in January, I called on Ben Wickler, the chair of the party, you know, let's get some debates here, you know, because I think the one thing that the party is responsible is to fully vet these candidates. We can't just turn a blind eye. We can just say, well, a primary is a primary. my goodness, if I get through the nomination, my campaign would have been 25 months long, 22 of which were in the primary. And so no state resources were going to get behind this. And so part of the reason I got in so early is I realized that there's so much more of a burden on these individual campaigns to build the statewide infrastructure, because you can't alone put together this infrastructure within 3 months with the party, no matter how great of a party is. And Ben Wickler is the best count, the best state chair in the country, bar none. But you're exactly right. My concern is that whoever gets through this, they have to be fully and properly vetted, and they're not. And that is a big concern, because there are, based on a couple of news stories, there are some serious flaws for some of these candidates that I'm very concerned that the Republicans are going to fully exploit and take advantage of. And you're talking to a candidate right now who's been through the Scott Walker machine, who has been through the Paul Ryan machine, and I can tell you right now, that those guys, those boys play rough. They play for keeps, and I don't think some of the candidates in this primary really know what they're going up against if they get through the primary.
Absolutely, and I'm really, really looking forward to your candidacy. I know I've told my family that's back in that Durand area to vote for you. I'm not going to lie. Alex Lazary and Mandela Barnes also appealed to me, as well as the guy that Earl has on his show, who's a some educator. I can't remember who he is.
Dr. Williams.
Dr. Williams. And I just would like to see, like I said, I'm an FDR Democrat, as you know. I'm a proud FDR Democrat, and I definitely want to see if you're not the candidate, I want us to be pushing those people that are more corporate.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
So let me go here with you, Tom. Let's talk about the fact that the debates that you guys are going to be having coming up. What? How long from now?
I think it's about 3 weeks,
Will that be the one and only debate?
Pretty much. I mean, that will be the only debate that I know of right now. There have been a couple of random forums. In fact, at 11 o'clock, I'm going to one of the forums in Milwaukee. It's put on by the Wisconsin Small Business Alliance. Okay. And so supposedly all of us will be there. I think actually all the candidates will be there. That's good. Forums are good, but you need to have, number one, yes, you need to buy, a side by side comparison and contrast, but you also need to have a clash of ideas. You want to hear what others think about their platforms, because you need to have this full on discussion. You need to take questions from the audience. You need to take, you need to look at this from many directions as possible and make sure that we have the strongest possible candidate through the primary. That's what primaries are about.
So I think it's important that people get to know who you are. I haven't had Lazary on, okay? And because for personal reasons, because number one, he's a guy who just got here. From the perspective of, he hadn't been in the state very long, and to somehow think that a guy who doesn't have any involvement for the most part at all in our state, mm-hmm. that somehow he should automatically be able, because he has all his dad has all his money, that somehow he's the guy.
Right.
I just don't support that kind of.
That's right. That's right.
Period. Right.
That's right.
It may make some people angry, but I'm not one of those who gets enamored with the fact that his daddy has all that money.
Right.
It's no different if it's a Democrat or if it's a Republican, right?
Right.
I mean, when it comes to that.
Right.
This has to be based on, I think, people who know somebody who's been in this state for a while, knows the inner workings of our state. I think all those things are important. But what I really want to do is, we get ready in the last couple segments with you, is to let you speak to the listening audience, mm-hmm. about your thoughts, your beliefs, and I'll just step back and let you just go.
Well, look, this is something, public service has been my core for many years. I don't come from a politics family in that I have a relative who was an elected official, but my dad was a Lutheran pastor. And that's very similar because I learned at a very young age the importance of serving your community. And I found electoral politics just as he found the Lutheran ministry. I also grew up on a blue collar neighborhood, which I think is an experience that millions of Wisconsinites have had over the years. And so the combination of the importance of serving your community coupled with growing up and learning that there are a lot of people in this world, like the families on Carolyn Drive, work hard, play by the rules, pay their taxes, but they can't get ahead because there's too much money and too much power concentrated in just a few hands. So central from my public service has been a sense of economic justice. And connected to economic justice are issues like racial justice, social justice, justice for women, and the right to choose. All of those come together. But foundationally, in my core has been economic justice, the right to a good family-supporting job, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, getting rid of the bad trade deals that have shipped Wisconsin jobs overseas, getting corporate America under control, taxing the rich, making them pay their fair share, but also doing things like busting up monopolies and consolidation of industry. I'm going to a restaurant down the way in Milwaukee for this forum, and restaurateurs are getting crushed, not because of inflation, but because there's only a handful of food service providers in the market. And so they control the prices and they crush these small businesses. So that's my core, economic justice. And you will also see in this campaign, and you'll hear this, that the top issue, yes, who your core is, what you want to do if you get to Washington, but who can beat Ron Johnson? Who can beat Ron Johnson? I'm the only candidate from a red part of the state who's won election and re-election 6 times in red part of the state as a legislator and as a county executive. If you want to beat Ron Johnson, if you want to have a voice for the people, the working families of Carolyn Drive, of Little Chute, the entire state, well, so, I'm your candidate.
So listen, when we come back, we'll continue with State Representative. Oh,
that's okay. I was.
candidate for United States Senate, Mr. Tom Nelson. Phone number 844-967-2789. You can join us. We'll be right back.